The first one that I had was to do with the Red Bull Formula One team. And so this is following the Azerbaijan Grand Prix, which I think was last weekend. And the Red Bull drivers, they crashed into each other, which seems impossible. I don't know how that happens, because like they're the same team. What, how would they do that? But they did happen to crash into each other. It's strange, because if you look at it with the camera angles, it seems like they've deliberately crashed into each other. But that clearly, like, I mean, you wouldn't crash into your teammate, surely. But these two, the two drivers, Daniel Ricciardo and Max Verstappen, have been ordered to say sorry to the team's factory in Milton Keynes before the next race in Barcelona. And the thing that kind of struck me, it kind of made me think that's a bit childish, isn't it? It's kind of like being sent to the naughty step.
Well, normally you would say it was an insurance job, wouldn't you? But it can't be, because they're both on the same team.
They're both on the same team, so it's not like you're kind of saying sorry to the competitor to kind of ease tensions.
Could they have had an argument before, do you think? There was a bit of bad feeling between them, or...?
A bit of beef between the two.
A bit of argy-bargy.
What would they be arguing about? Would they be... Oh no, the you have slightly more downforce than me. Your spoiler is of a different shape, and I'm slightly annoyed. I will crash into you now.
I know. It doesn't quite add up, does it?
It doesn't, really. And I mean, it would be very interesting to hear what any listeners think. So if you have any ideas about whether you, like, do you think that this is just a bit childish? How would you deal with that kind of incident in a sport? If you were the one, if you were the leader of the team and your two drivers crashed into each other, how would you deal with that kind of problem? You can tweet us at Vectis Radio.